From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Justin Driggers. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
My daddy looked at me and told me, son, he said, go have your fun, boy, but don't forget where you came from. So I packed my bags, threw a guitar on my back and chased the sky. But those words my daddy said play like a record that keeps spinning in my mind. When I die, don't cry. I live a life that I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. California coast, New York City down to Mexico. From the top of Appalachia to the muddy banks of the Ohio. Oh, I feel you like the summer wind. I hear you like the ghost of old Tom Joe. Don't worry, Dad, these feet remember every step that leads me right back home. When I die, don't cry. I live a life that I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. That I was born to live. When I die, don't cry. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. I'll die. But don't cry for me when I die. Just lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills. Lay me down in the Ozark Hills.
Thank you all very much.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening. I'm Eric Hess. Welcome to Red Barn Radio, now in our 17th broadcast season. Tonight marks Red Barn Radio's 633rd live concert performance. This evening, in his second Red Barn Radio appearance, we present Justin Caleb Driggers. Justin grew up in the Ozark Mountains of North Arkansas. He carries with him the Ozark tales of his youth. His influences range from Hank Williams to Bruce Springsteen, two of America's greatest storytellers, and Justin continues this storytelling legacy to his own generation. Please welcome Justin Caleb Driggers to the Red Barn stage.
Pretend I have more time. Well, I started to see when you took a look at me. I'm not the man that you wanted me to be. I know you spent your time with him when I was away, but you told me other things. So don't forget me, I'll forget you. I pretend I never knew you. Just turn around, walk real slowly. I won't watch as you leave me lonely. Well, I believed in you for all my life, but you believed in him at the same time. Well, I'm tired of belief. I was living with a thief. You stole my heart and threw it in the street. So now I have to let you go. I hope you find just what you're looking for. So don't forget me, I'll forget you. I'll pretend I never knew you. Just turn around, walk real slowly. I wanna watch as you leave me lonely. And I can't believe you. I give you everything I have, and you took it out the door. I can't believe you. I gave you everything I had, and you took it out the door. Oh, don't forget me, I'll forget you. I'll pretend I never knew you. Just turn around, walk real slowly. I wanna watch as you leave me lonely. Don't forget me, I'll forget you. I'll pretend I never knew you. Just turn around, walk real slowly. I wanna watch as you leave me lonely.
Thank you all very much.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Justin Driggers. How you doing, Brad?
Hey, good. Thanks, Eric. Justin Caleb Driggers is here tonight, and he's accompanied by Darren King, fellow Arkansan. Thank you very much.
Don't call us Arkansans.
I was gonna butcher that. We don't know much about Arkansas here.
Arkansas is an interesting place. There's a lot to it. The part of the state that we're originally from, it's exploding population-wise. The headquarters of Walmart and Tyson Foods and J.B. Hunt, all these places are kind of all within a few miles of each other.
So it's more industry than tourism?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and whatever tourism, well, I say that. So here's the thing. There's Benton County and there's Washington County, and that makes up the corner of the state. Benton County is where Walmart is. Washington County, that's where the foothills meets the Ozarks. So the tourists that come through Washington County are coming to hike and fish.
The Walton family has put a lot of money into like building museums. There's a museum called Crystal Bridges, which is like actually a really nice museum and one of the top ones in the states at this point. And like just a bunch of stuff like that. They're kind of creating an arts district in downtown Bentonville and stuff. Something that Northwest Arkansas has really never had before. So it's definitely cool. It also brings a lot of traffic that we're not used to or didn't grow up with.
What did you grow up with?
He grew up on a farm.
I grew up in a farm in a town called Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Pea Ridge?
Pea Ridge. There's two four-way stops. That's it. No traffic lights or anything. It was just farms and a couple gas stations, and we finally got a Sonic.
That's a good one. You could have said dollar store.
We had, I guess we had Fred's.
It was 6 p.m. on a Saturday night. My baby hadn't gotten home from work on time. And I was alone. I'd been out back riding around with my dogs when a truck pulled in up onto the lawn, and out stepped Bobby and his brother. Said Bobby, what brings you to my neck of the woods? Bobby shook my hand and pulled his gun, and I fell on the gravel. Bobby's brother ran first and Bobby ran next. The truck pulled out and they drove away, and I just lay there bleeding. My life was flashing for my eyes, and I had to crawl on back inside. My baby would be home anytime, and I couldn't let her watch me die. Made it to the kitchen and I lay there a while. The sun was setting when I heard her drive up, and she was singing. She found me in the middle of the kitchen floor. She fell to the ground and she grabbed the phone, but I knew it would do no good. So we lay there on the kitchen floor. She cried like a baby and she cried some more. I never would have drawn it up this way. I died in my baby's arms that day. Thank you.
When the snow falls down and the wind gets cold, I make my way back up the road so I can hear her sing. I swear sometimes she can feel me there when her eyes are filled with a lonesome tear, and I can't stand to see. So I roam on back down the windy road and disappear in the winter cold. I'll haunt that house when I hear her sing and relive that night every day.
Thank you very much.
When you were growing up, can I assume you went through high school there?
I didn't, actually. I was homeschooled my entire life.
Homeschooled. And yeah. So where did that come from in your family? How did your family happen to homeschool you?
My parents gave me the option. They said, you can either go to school or have a job. And I said, I don't want to do either, but if I'm going to do one, I would rather make money. So I would homeschool. I'd go work a job and then homeschool in the evening.
Was there a homeschool community there that
accredited
your progress?
Kind of. There are some people do that. We didn't go to the groups and stuff, but every year you have to do state testing, so they make sure that you're actually being educated.
Doing it.
So I faked my way through that education real good.
Nice job. When did you start to play guitar, Darren?
I started playing bass when I was 12, and I actually picked up guitar when I was 17.
Music, family value?
My mom was always singing in church and stuff, mm-hmm. and we had a piano, and she played that a little bit. My dad played the radio. That was about it.
Uh-huh. it's a good instrument.
Not really. I don't know. I would sit at the piano, and I kind of fell in love with listening to music real early on.
Yeah. And Justin, how did you meet Darren?
We kind of came from the same music scene. We both played in hardcore metal bands. We never played in the same band, but our bands were always friends with each other. So,
still talking Arkansas?
Still talking in Arkansas, yeah. So we would tour with each other and play shows with each other. And that was a very tight-knit music scene. There wasn't Facebook yet, and there wasn't Instagram and all this stuff. If you were looking for something to do in our neck of the woods, you would go to this specific venue. And that's where everything was. I grew up listening to country music and southern rock, but I played punk rock and hardcore music, and that's what we both did together. So, yeah, I mean, we ended up both moving to Nashville and just linking up, and it was a marriage made in heaven, like as far as working together goes, because we knew exactly where each other came from. You know, we would go in and we would write together, and he would kind of know what I was trying to do, even if I didn't necessarily know yet. So, yeah, really interesting.
My love for you is a loaded gun. Fear, desire, need it, dangerous. My love for you is a baby born. A rush of wind in the heat of a summer storm. Like a thief, you stole my rambling heart in broad daylight. Now we're standing at the altar before God tonight. So hold me near, never leave my side. Darling, will you be forever mine? Love for you is a rocking chair, sweet but never going anywhere. Love for you is a bandit boy, on the run and filled with careless joy. Like a thief, you stole my rambling heart in broad daylight. Now we're standing at the altar before God tonight. So hold me now, never leave my side. Darling, will you be forever mine? Stand by me time after time, when old friends have left us far behind. Will you hold me near, take me by your side? Darling, will you be forever mine? Darling, will you be forever mine? Darling, will you be forever mine?
What did your parents do?
My dad, he's been in the poultry industry for 30 plus years. Huh. Springdale is where I grew up. So he grew up in Pea Ridge. I grew up maybe, I don't know what, 25 miles south of you or something like that.
Something like that, close.
So my town, people joke and call it Chickendale, Arkansas, because it's a poultry town. That's where our money comes from. That's where Tyson Foods is. Dad's been in the poultry industry for years. He had a good enough job where mom got to stay home with us. She got really sick for a while. We didn't know how that was going to end up. She had a Hodgkin's lymphoma, which takes a lot of lives, and it didn't take hers. She beat that pretty good. Lost her immune system, but she didn't lose her life. She's still with us, man. She's stronger than ever, and she was a piano teacher. Daddy worked really, really, really hard. If there's a Mount Rushmore of my life, him and my grandpa are the only two people on it.
Did you feel that way when you were a teenager?
No. Man, I was difficult. I was difficult. I don't think any teenager understands the importance of a father's role in their lives. I think a teenager looks more at their dad like an adversary rather than an ally. And then you hit an age where you're like, wait a second, you were on my side the whole time. And you went to work every day, not because you wanted to. You wanted to be in a tree stand hunting white-tailed deer. You worked every day for us. And you kind of get to that point and your entire perspective changes. Mine did drastically. You know, I went from seeing dad as, oh, he don't want me to have fun, you know, he don't want me to get a tattoo or something, to like, this guy is everything I aspire to be in my life. And it happened like that. So,
I wake up in the morning when it's dark and cold. Kiss my wife, put on my overalls. I don't much like it, but I hit the road. Punch that clock and do just what I'm told. Well, I ain't much for taking orders, but what's a man to do? We got freight to haul to Denver, they need it by noon. And I work all day until the job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. These scars upon my hands, they remind me every night there ain't much that I can't do. My collar's blue, blue. My collar's blue, blue. and our necks are sore. Jeans getting muddy and our shirts are torn on. We don't make much money, but we get by. Break our backs till quitting time. I know when that whistle blows on Friday, we feel like movie stars. Fill our pockets full of money and burn down all the bars. And I work all day until the job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. These scars upon my hands, they remind me every night there ain't much that I can't do. My collar's blue, blue. My collar's blue. Job gets done. I'm not working for myself, but for the ones I love. And these scars upon my hands, they remind me every night that a man was born to work, and I'll be working till I die. So I work till the job gets done. I will be working for myself, but for the ones I love. And these scars upon my hands, they remind me every night there ain't much that I can't do. My collar's
the best I can.
Well, I ain't wanna fall in love, at least I never was before. And I didn't know my future when I walked inside the door. But you look like a
coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Justin Driggers. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Justin Driggers after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.